Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most wealthy people don't necessarily draw a high salary. They get most of their money from their investment. So, you know, it depends on how you're talking about taxing these people. And listen, this battle is a fascinating one because there's no doubt that a lot of really wealthy people in this country don't pay enough taxes. But targeting them, and that's such a small slice of population, and who knows what the real revenue translation will be, it's hard to accept the point is for what it's worth that Obama makes. I mean, if there's going to be, you know, $1 trillion generated from it and it's not going to be an onerous burden on these people, then I think the debate's a little more credible. But there's no doubt that, you know, wealthy people in America don't pay enough taxes. I mean, that's been true for a long, long time.
Well, there's a caller weighing in the president's plan to raise taxes on millionaires. Who is he to say, or who are you to say? Who's anybody to say whether people who have money pay enough in taxes? Some people do, some people don't. That's just the way it shakes out. This has become a specious, simplistic, and rather foolish argument. Some of you may agree with that statement or not. If you do, help yourself. If you don't, help yourself to 800-510-8255 as the countdown hour begins with a focus on, once again, the tax situation. Also, Don't Ask, Don't Tell has come back up again because of its application. And we'll see what else we have time for. Mostly interested in your calls and input. 800-510-8255. Okay, so let's move over to a radio host named David Serrata, who talked about an interview with a Louisiana congressman, the idea that what President Obama is proposing is class warfare.
Congressman John Fleming, he was on MSNBC being interviewed about President Obama's proposal to make sure that millionaires and billionaires don't pay a lower tax rate than middle-class people, people making $50,000, $60,000 a year. And John Fleming gave us a little glimpse into what he defines as, or seems to define as, just getting by. And I want you to listen to what he says and key in on the idea of $400,000 a year. Here's the interchange on MSNBC.
With all due respect, Congressman, the Wall Street Journal estimated that your businesses, which I believe are a Subway sandwich shop and UPS stores, very successful, brought you last year over $6 million.
Yeah, that's before you pay 500 employees, you pay rent, you pay equipment and food. The actual net income of that was only a mere fraction of that amount.
So you're saying that if you have to pay more in taxes, you would get rid of some of those employees? These are not as successful.
I would say that I would say that since my net income, and again, that's the individual rate that I told you about, the amount that I have to reinvest in my business and feed my family is more like $600,000 of that $6.3 million. And so by the time I feed my family, I have, you know, maybe $400,000 left over to invest in new locations, upgrade my locations, buy more equipment.
You do understand, Congressman, that the average person out there who's making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, when they hear that you only have $400,000 left over, it's not exactly a sympathetic position. You understand that?
Well, again, class warfare has never created a job, and that's people that will not get jobs. This is all about creating jobs, Chris. This is not about attacking people who make certain incomes. You know, in this country, most people feel that being successful in their business is a virtue, not a vice.
I mean, that's really incredible. I mean, that is a really incredible interchange there. Right. He it's like the synapses didn't fire quickly enough. And then he suddenly realized that he just said on national television. He went Latrell Sprewell. Remember Latrell Sprewell was like, I got to feed my family. I got to make zillions of dollars. I got to feed my family. I mean, he literally was like, I have to feed my family. And she was like, well, you make $400,000 a year. And he was like, oh, you're engaging in class warfare. It's like, dude, you're not engaging in class warfare. You just said you're making $400,000. Simply repeating what you said is not engaging in class warfare. It's pointing out that most Americans don't make $400,000. And that's where we've gone now. That's where we are. To point out that somebody who makes $400,000 a year doesn't make what most people make, that's apparently class warfare. Simply acknowledging that truth, according to Republicans, is class warfare. Now, remember, this was in the context of a discussion about the president's tax proposal, a tax proposal that would simply say that millionaires and billionaires shouldn't pay lower tax rates than people making $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Essentially, what this congressman, John Fleming, the Republican of Louisiana, is saying is, well, I'm not actually sure what he's saying. other than he makes $400,000 a year after he feed after P.S. after he feeds his family. So just remember what he said. I have to pay my workers. I have to run my store. I have to feed my family. And after all that is done, I got 400 grand. And I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, other than that it would be somehow class warfare to make sure that on that $400,000, that he doesn't pay a lower tax rate than somebody who clears, let's say, $1,000. Somebody making $50,000 a year who, after all their expenses are paid, has $1,000 to show for it. Apparently, it's class warfare to ask somebody who clears $400,000 a year after they pay for all of their expenses. It's class warfare to ask them to pay not a lower tax rate than somebody making 50 grand a year.
You know, listening to guys like that is David Serrata. Listening to that kind of stuff, smoke comes out of my ears because they're in snippet, snotty, and uneducated point of view. That isn't really, he took things around because he wanted to. He's a progressive host. I think he's in Colorado. And he's often interesting and on, as are people on either side of the coin. But as one who professes to be in the middle, I try with most of my points of view, if you're interested in my point of view. And I used to do this program by just saying, okay, here's this and here's that, and this is the story, and you make up your own mind. But then a lot of people, especially program directors, said, why don't you add a little? What's your thought? How'd you vote? That kind of stuff. So that's why I say what I do about these sorts of issues, because listening to guys like that and people who have that point of view, which is class warfare, again, this guy's got two businesses, a series of Subway restaurants and UPS stores or mails or whatever it is that he's got. He built a business from scratch. He uses the money. He explained he used the money to expand. If you take away, and $400,000, by the way, sure, it's more than 40. The average, the mean income in this country, at this point, about $49,000 a year. The poverty level is $34,000 a year. And, yeah, but what's to have stopped you or anybody else who's complaining about this guy from doing the same thing he did? This is not an example of a man who was I remember we played the whole interview, I think, on the countdown yesterday. I'm not talking about a guy who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His name isn't Kennedy or Rockefeller. And so to have that point of view, that's why the country is distressed, because we don't realize we're all on the same page. We're not dealing with the real problem, which, by the way, according to a late poll out yesterday from Rasmussen, about, let's see, 64, not about, specifically 64, two-thirds of the country, almost, 66% would be two-thirds, favor spending cuts at the federal level. So how does that square with you and your thoughts? 800-510-8255, certainly more discussion. This will be the bulk of how we spend our time here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Tonight on NBC is so exciting, it demands its own exciting music. Yeah, like that. It begins with Christina Applegate starring in the new NBC comedy, Up All Night, and continues with another new comedy, Free Agents, starring Hank Azaria. But then, it gets even more exciting, because it's followed by the return of Harry's Law, starring Oscar winner Kathy Bates. Now, that's exciting. All new Up All Night, Free Agents, and the premiere of Harry's Law, tonight, only on NBC.
All right, let's move on now before we start with some of your calls. We'll sprinkle them in here as we can. 800-510-8255. The tax proposals from the president are under scrutiny. Here's radio host Paul W. Smith talking to Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan about the tax plan.
The president of the United States is, again, engaging in class warfare. And just because he says he isn't doesn't mean he isn't, Congresswoman.
You know, it's just it's sort of disconcerting almost. You just sort of you're going along, and then every now and then he sort of pops up and gives another speech, and you're watching the president just flailing, really flailing about, and it is difficult to watch the whole thing. I mean, here's a guy that went through the entire year when we had this enormous debate about the debt ceiling. He never had a plan to address the debt ceiling. He didn't really engage in that whole thing, and now he's sort of throwing spaghetti at the wall, I guess, see what will stick there. I mean, we don't have a budget. We have no budget. The United States Senate hasn't passed a budget in almost 900 days. How about we start with that? You know, his budget failed in the Senate, by the way, controlled by the Democrats, 97 zip. So I think we need to start with some structural things to put some certainty into the economy, into the marketplace, really. You know, the job creators are watching all of this out-of-control spending, now the higher taxes, excessive regulation. And so they're just sitting on the sidelines. And if you look at what has happened here, it's appalling. It's just appalling. So I would suggest to him a lot of different opinions. I would just say if he really wants to exhibit some leadership here and not engage in class warfare and, you know, trying to I don't know what he's trying to do here. You know,
he's trying to get reelected by going after the people that his research has indicated are the people that everybody love to hate. The successful, the rich, quote unquote. And it's disgusting, frankly.
Well, you know, if he's looking at the numbers, and if that's all he's going to do is look at the numbers, that's an unfortunate thing, because I think there's a lot of things that Congress could still do before we get to the real number, and that number is 2012. And in 2012, we are going to have a debate as a nation, and we are going to go one way or the other, I think.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Do we nationalize everything? Is everything going to be the government, or do we actually practice what we've preached about being a free country? That's really what it's down to. And Smith is right. It is disgusting. 800-510-8255. House Republicans jeopardizing the nation's economic success, says Steny Hoyer. What say you? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Man, this is really kind of, it's a really sad discussion. It can be angering, but it's really sad when you get right down to it. The context of it is so un-American, not anti-American. It's un-American for us to be fighting with each other about this stuff. And it's all about politics. You're getting panhandled by people on either side. And that's what makes this so difficult to swallow once you think it all through. Here's Carol Costello talking to Congressman Jake Flake of Arizona. Sorry, not Jake Flake. Jeff Flake, who thinks the president's plan is DOA.
Is the president's plan dead on arrival?
As it is written, yes, I believe it is.
Why?
If you, the president himself said just a year or so ago, you don't raise taxes in the middle of a recession. And I think we're probably still there. And it doesn't make sense to raise taxes on those who we're counting on to create jobs out there.
Well, the president at least tried to put sort of a compromise in there. He said, you know, if Medicare and Medicaid are on the table, why can't raising the taxes on people making over $1 million a year be on the table, too? Why can't everything be on the table?
What should be on the table, certainly, is what the president has talked about before, and Republicans have talked about for a long time, lowering the overall rate so we're more competitive internationally in particular, but then getting rid of exemptions and deductions and tax expenditures. There might be additional revenue that's generated there, not just as a result of additional economic growth, although that will certainly come. Well, so I think there's room for compromise, but not in raising tax rates, and that's what shouldn't be done.
Did you sign the tax pledge?
Yes, I think every Republican has.
Grover Norquist, right?
Yes, in the last election, yes.
Explain to people why this guy is so important. Nobody elected him to office.
Well, I think everyone recognized we shouldn't raise tax rates. Now, there's a difference between generating additional revenue that will come from tax reform. That's great. That will aid the economy, will pay down the debt faster. But raising tax rates to levels that are unsustainable in terms of being able to compete is just not right.
Let's be honest about this. Taxes are the lowest they've been since the 1970s. So the wealthiest are enjoying lower taxes and have been for quite some time. The wealthiest businesses are sitting on millions and millions of dollars, and they're not hiring, even though the taxes are low. So I think that many in America are sitting there wondering, well, what is the answer? Because we already, like, proposed all of these debt reduction things, right? So that's happening right now. The super committee's like planning what to cut, what point something trillion more from our debt. So,
well, you have to remember to cut one point something million more, we're running over $1 trillion a year deficit right now. If you cut $1 trillion more, that's over a 10-year period. So we frankly need to cut a lot more than that. But we need to do more than simply promise to cut providers on Medicare. And that's what the president is talking about.
We can make all the cuts we want, but there will still be debt there. And don't you need revenue to pay that debt down?
That's exactly it. And that's why
we
need to generate additional
revenue. So where will that revenue come from if it's not taxes?
It can come from tax reform, but not higher tax rates. And there's a difference there. Right now, our rates, the president is talking about taking the top rate all the way up into the 40s. And that's simply not competitive.
He's taking them back to the levels when President Clinton was in office. Is that what he wants to do?
The president himself said just a year ago, we shouldn't raise taxes during a recession. But that's what he's talking about doing. We're not out of the woods yet. And if we want the economy to grow, we have to have competitive tax rates.
You know, it just, as I listen to all of this stuff and contemplate a position that makes sense, taxes, taxes, and more taxes represent spending, spending, and more spending. At what point do we all agree, or is there an agreement here, to get our house in order? The White House has proposed a new tax bracket for millionaires and billionaires, part of this proposal to rein in the debt. Republicans like Paul Ryan have called the proposal class warfare. The president says it's only fair. What do you say? 800-510-8255. The answer depends on a lot of different things. But under the circumstance, what about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? You hear me talking about that all the time because it is the biggest thing in the room. It's bigger than any of the budget, the sections of the budget. It's the biggest thing we spend money on. Waste. 28 past the hour.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on stations coast to coast and around the world on DougStephan.com. A lot of great radio stations like KHMO in Quincy, Illinois, WTRC in Elkhart, Indiana, WMVO in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And we're heard in markets around the country like Akron and Gainesville and Syracuse and Charleston. All of you, thank you. And now we move on with the countdown. Our discussion at the moment has to do with taxes and taxes and more taxes. James, you want to pay more in taxes?
Yeah, I want to pay more taxes. It all hurt me. I'd make a little salary, but I still believe we should help the poor. You know, much is given.
What is helping the poor got to do with raising taxes? And who are the poor? How do you define who the poor are? Illegal immigrants that get all kinds of benefits from you and me? Is that something that settles well with you?
The people that make it under...
Don't give me the company line. There are illegal immigrants, millions of them, getting benefits that you and other taxpayers are paid for. You think that's square and fair?
I believe we should help everybody.
All right. I appreciate your point of view. It isn't what most people in the mainstream think. But using taxes to pay for benefits for illegals is okay with you. I don't understand how that works, but everybody's different. We all have different points of view. I got it. Got to the gist of it, and now we move on. 800-510-8255. Here's Charlie Brennan on his radio program talking to Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, who doesn't think we need to raise taxes on the rich.
Well, the big question is, are you going to support tax increases on millionaires?
I just want the tax code to be fair. I think that we have loaded up the tax code, made it really complex, and most of the complexity is all about helping folks at the top end of the income stream, and as a result, they get to use all these different provisions to avoid taxation while most families don't have those tools available to them. So I'm pushing for fairness in the tax code, and I think we could actually maybe get that done without the president's proposal in terms of a tax on millionaires if we have the political will to clean up the tax code. If we don't, then we do need to figure out a way to make sure that people that are making more than $1 million a year, don't end up paying a mere fraction of the taxes that the folks that work for them do.
Well, you know, the Washington Post ran these numbers on Sunday, Senator, and found that the middle class gets about $1 trillion in tax cuts every year, not only because it doesn't have to pay taxes on its health insurance, but also the home mortgage tax deduction, 401ks, 529s, child care deductions, and the list goes on and on. And are you really sure that the middle class do not benefit from tax credits or benefits in the tax code like the rich do?
Yeah, I am sure. They don't have pass-through income. They don't have loss carry-forward. They don't have, a variety of special subsidies, like being able to deduct the royalties that you pay on foreign oil leases from the money you owe the United States government for your oil leases in this country. There is a variety of ways that people that have serious money can use the tax code to bring down their real tax rate. I think the studies have shown pretty clearly, Charlie, that there's no question that the real tax rate paid is consistently higher for folks that make less than $150,000 a year than for those that make more than a couple million a year.
So what say you about that? 800-510-8255. Let me just go back for a moment before we move to something else. And that's the reality that politicians are being told by their constituents, a sizable majority of their constituents around the country, across-the-board spending cuts in the federal budget is what they want. They are less enthusiastic about military cuts across the board, but most agree that there is waste and fraud and too much being spent in the area of defense. So here we have this program. The federal government is spending 24 to 30 cents on every dollar for waste. Defense spending especially, Social Security, Medicare, these all account for 50% of the federal budget. And in there, there is all kinds of waste. And that's what people want to see taken care of. That's not being addressed by the news media, not being addressed by politicians, but it is being addressed by people who understand what's going on. You can't afford to waste money, and not even waste it. There's a way of I guess, being frivolous with your money. That's your decision. This is our money, and they make the decisions as to how good or not the purpose is for its being spent. Worlds are colliding on this, and that's why it is as much of a discussion and as much of a it's a boiling pot. That's what this is. 800-510-8255. A little more on this, and then we move into Don't Ask, Don't Tell territory up next here on the Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation.
That's CudaTel.com.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbor drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
800-5, let me try that again, Doug. Take two. 800-510-8255. Juan, listening in Auburn, California, and your point of view on this issue. Juan, go ahead, please.
I support taxes on millionaires because they can afford it. The people who have limited incomes can't afford it, and the millionaires can. So tax.
So do you understand the tax code, Juan?
Well, I sort of do. I don't know how much.
Do you understand how unfair it is for you and for most other people in general, the tax structure of an income tax, how regressive that is, how painful,
how
unnecessary?
Well, I don't pay any. I'm on Social Security. I don't pay any in income tax.
So then why do you want other people to pay more?
Because they can afford it.
Who are you to determine that? How do you
know?
Well,
the Congress should determine that.
Well,
that's
not
Congress's job. Have a bunch of Republicans in there who are catered to the rich doesn't mean that.
You think every Republican does nothing but cater to the rich? That's what Republicans do.
That's right.
And Democrats are all good then.
That's right.
Republicans
absolutely.
Are all bad and Democrats
the
are
Democrats
all good.
Democrats are looking out for the poor people and.
Good.
And,
talk to Jay Rockefeller. Talk to Jay Rockefeller about his tax return, the senator from West Virginia. I'd like to.
He's from West Virginia. I know who he is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Again, that's the kind of thinking. There's no such thing as all Democrats are good and all Republicans are bad or vice versa. No matter how you shake it out, depending on who you listen to on the radio, maybe that's not as true as some might like. Tony's in Wilmington. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the countdown.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
What people tend to forget, and my daddy told me this in the 60s, is does the public actually think that the lawmakers up in Congress are going to pass laws to penalize themselves? Because they have side businesses, too.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are. That's one of the problems with Congress. It's become a millionaire's club. And
right.
The Senate has become the cajillionaires' club. Most of
right.
the people who are in there are very, very wealthy. And in that way, their friends are from that ilk. And so
mm-hmm.
that's what, they think that way. And they think also about the people who supported them, gotten them the job. And that's what happens often in these circumstances. We don't have an objective point of view, and I think that's what you're saying. Thanks for the call. Chris is in Mississippi with a thought on this. Please, Chris, go ahead. You're next on the countdown. Hi.
I'll never understand why people always see the Democrat Party as the party of the little man. I know there's probably some history that goes along with that. But if you look at the reality of what's happened over the past 8 years or so, and I'm not crazy about having received some stimulus checks, but the ones that I got came during the Republican administration, and this Democrat administration have done nothing but send money to corporations. Now, if you want to talk about who loves the fat cats, seems to me like the Democrats are just as much in the fat cat's back pocket as Republicans are.
I think you would find that to be the case. It's all a sales job, and at the end of the day, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. Another thing we ought to be looking at is where money goes overseas. How is the foreign aid distributed? Who gets it? How much is that? A lot of things need to be checked. Steve in Tennessee, please help us with your thoughts on this. You're next.
Well, I appreciate your show. Man, listen to some of these callers. I have no idea what's wrong with these people. If you took every dollar that every American has, you still cannot pay this debt off.
Yeah.
And to turn around and tell these people who are making millions of dollars that they got to pay more, it is my fault that I'm only making $45,000 a year. It's my fault. I'm the one that didn't apply myself and go to school. It's not their fault. They shouldn't have to pay for my mistakes.
But Obama doesn't see it that way. He sees everybody on the playing field as even, and what the people who have more money have, they ought to be able to give it to people like you who weren't, what as you just said, they weren't able or weren't interested in applying themselves. That's a
and you're right about spending. They said yesterday they had over 1,800 conventions that spent over $121 million in 1 year. For having like $15 muffins and $25
right.
sausage and biscuits. I mean, there's all that waste and fraud needs to be taken care of. And I don't know what's wrong. I don't even know what country I'm living in anymore. That somebody thinks somebody else owes them something. That's not America.
Preach that gospel, Steve. Thanks for your call. What he's referring to, as we grapple with ways to find ways to trim the deficit, which is the federal spending is bloated for sure. There is a federal study that was done, and the Department of Justice is an example. Here's the poster boy for it. Department of Justice spent $16 on 250 muffins served at a legal conference in Washington. That's from the Inspector General. They spent $121 million, as this gentleman suggested, on conferences. The review turned up expensive muffins, which came from the Hilton Hotel. Let's see here. Brownies that cost $10 a piece. Cookies at $10 a piece. $32 a person on snacks of Cracker Jack, popcorn, candy bars, and coffee. The cost to the hotel, $8. They charged $32 to the federal government. The Department of Justice spent $600,000 for event planning services for 5 conferences. Can we afford all of this? They say they did it to ensure that problems do not occur. How in the world do you justify this? There are, in just the Department of Justice, the identification of $1.2 trillion in savings because of things like this. And you want people to pay more in taxes? What is the matter with that thinking? Greg in Wilmington, another caller from Wilmington. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Stephan. How you doing?
All right. A little on the edge here. What do you think?
Yeah, you sound like you have some coffee. I think if you take a percentage of what Americans pay as, you know, 36% or whatever it is, and you take and say you make $30,000, you're going to pay X amount of dollars in federal taxes. You make $2 million, you're going to pay X amount of dollars. And that's where the people who don't understand, if you make $2 million, you're making a flat our percentage of that taxes, if you're paying a lot of money into taxes on $2 million.
Right.
And when they say they want to tax the rich, I mean, how far can they go with, what, are they going to take 60% of $2 million? I don't know. I'm lost for words. I just can't understand what this guy earlier said about he was on Social Security and
That's the whole thing. That's what people think if they're on these various programs. They don't have any perspective. And again, what may have irked him is that I said that all the benefits that are going to illegals are something that we ought not to be paying for, and nobody scrutinizes that or nobody's talking about it. It amounts to a hill of beans. If you really do, like now apparently there are studies that are being done or have been done. Now they're going to find the light of day because the news media won't be able to stop them. This stuff will all be spread around on the Internet. People will be talking about it on Facebook. They'll be Twittering back and forth. Did you see this? Did you see that? And that's how the revolution gets started. The fact that people are not getting jobs is one thing that is really causing irritation and concern in the country. And the other thing is this tax, the whole tax system is unworkable. It's broken. Who's going to address that? Thanks for your call. Don't ask, don't tell up next here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Opsgear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Opsgear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the story behind the story, a lot of interest in Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the repeal taking effect. Here's host Brian Freeman talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about how the military is now beginning to handle the repeal.
How is the military acknowledging this policy change?
They just want to do business as usual today. They're just going to go about as nothing had changed, really. I mean, the military for the past 9 days had been preparing for it, had been giving classes. So really today, yesterday just became like a legal hurdle that has been over, the final somewhat obstacle with regard to changing the policy. So the military is looking for business as usual today and not any kind of celebrations or fanfare.
Tell me about what it was like before this went into this Don't Ask, Don't Tell went into effect the prior 18 years ago, and then what it was like over the 18 years.
Well, basically, Don't Ask, Don't Tell operationalized what was happening anyway, and General Colin Powell implemented the system with the help of President Clinton back in the 90s with regard to trying to keep a campaign promise he had made about changing the policy, because prior to that, it had been illegal to be in the military and to be gay, so to be openly gay. So what ended up happening was individuals were forced to hide their sexual orientation, and that created this kind of controversy. So, you know, this president now has kept a campaign promise that regards to the military, but I don't think the controversy is over. I think same-sex marriage is now the next thing that the military is going to have to deal with, and I know we've talked about that before. I think that's going to be a real distraction, and we're going to use the military once again to force that issue.
Yeah, and in fact, a Navy lieutenant, right, literally the moment the repeal happened, married his longtime same-sex partner.
Yeah.
You're in the military. I was in the military. I knew of people who were gay. It didn't really affect anything. But a lot of people are saying that, are asking the question, is this going to affect military operations at all? What do you know?
Right. doesn't affect anything as long as that person's competent in doing their job. It's like anything else. It's the same expectation in the civilian world with regard to your job performance, and we don't want to bring religion, bring sexual orientation into your performance, and especially in a military environment here. So, and I think most people in the military that I've talked to, you know, don't care, but again, that caveat is as long as the people are doing their job and not making this the issue. There's, you know, people have books out now, and it's helped them personally because they've benefited from the fact that the policy has changed on some level.
Well, the same sort of thing could happen under any circumstance or any measure of problem. Here is Bruce St. James with Pamela Hughes and Rob Hunter talking about the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
People can now serve openly gay? Is that the way best way to put it? You no longer have to hide. You no longer can don't admit to anybody. Because that was the absurdity of the policy. We all know that, right? It was an absolute absurdity. The only way you get in trouble is if you told somebody.
Or if you got caught.
Well, yes. But there's...
So there were a lot of people hiding in fear, though, because they were going to get caught for having different kinds of relationships.
Yes, but heterosexual relationships are against the military uniform code of conduct as well, uniform military code of conduct. So
with someone else in the military.
With anyone else in the military.
Especially
correct.
A commanding officer.
Right. So they're what I wish for and what I hope for is a fair, equitable application of the rules. That's all. Whether you're gay, straight, black, white, Hispanic, female, male, whatever. When it comes to the military, how about a fair and equal application of the rules? Is that too much to ask? I live in a fantasy world, though.
Apparently.
I live in an absolute fantasy world.
I think the point you made a couple of seconds ago, though, is the more important point to me, is the fact that someday this isn't going to be a story with gays, and someday we're just going to accept the fact that they are actually real.
They exist.
They exist, and they actually want to serve in the military or want to go about life and not be disturbed. I mean, that's what it's all about to me. It's why are we still debating this issue in 2011? That's what bothers me most.
Well, we're debating this issue because not everybody is as comfortable with it as the three of us are.
Right.
And I've never served in the military.
No, none of us have.
I don't know what it's like to be in those kinds of situations on the front lines mm-hmm. protecting our country. And I've talked to enough military men, particularly,
sure.
who are uncomfortable with Don't Ask, Don't Tell going away. That because they've been in these combat situations, yes, they're going to rely on their brothers, so to speak, but they don't want to know. And there is a strong fear among those I've talked to that by this going away, it is going to hurt morale. Now, whether or not you agree with that,
right.
you know what? But the thing is I've never served,
yeah,
so I don't know.
Here's my problem with it. Here's my problem. And again, having not served, and all of us fall into that category, having not served in the military, the problem I have with it is the opposition, the words, the phrases, the conversation about gays in the military sounds suspiciously like the same conversations about blacks in the military sounds a hell of a lot like women in the military, and I'm uncomfortable with the idea that this group shouldn't be able to serve, shouldn't be able to defend its country because of a sexual orientation.
Is your